The suk of start from Tazayin. So saying that the Simon Tazayin sitzes shir tal shechay but sitzes is yischatzah by ba'urich reivreishay has to be reivreishay. Half of the b'shul kvein tzarch achel hashemay. That the chiyuv of the shir tzitzis has to be that it goes over reivreishay ruv a katan, and the second tonight that has to be that a gadol would wear it sometimes by Rav Shuk, and that's going to be the shir. What is the shear? Some Shabura says, what's Ksir Shabusha Rubai being in the Sefer Priya Aretz? It says the shear is 3/4 of an Amma on each side, 3/4 of an Amma between Amma and Amma together. Brings down that Ninig Anchi Maisle Datik Shi Amma in front of Amma Mecharav. They should have Amma in front of you and Amma in back of you, and the Nekabes Tzavi and Eilam Minyan Yonkanta Nevekabes Tzavi. And the minig is Amma. How much is Amma? So this is Chazan Shir and Zuchayim No Shir. So Amma by Chazan Shir is going to be about 60 centimeters, and Zuchayim No is going to be 48 centimeters. Basically, in the store is size 6. That allows Shir Chazan Ish, and smaller than that, 5 is like, 5 is considered the Shir of Zuchayim No. Now, if you have less than a Shir, so Mishabura says that if it's less than a Shir, he's bothered by that. The Ashkenazim take a chigas by a katan and they just wear it and they make tzitzis and they eat the tzitzis at all. And zebracha v'atala, even chayim l'sisa, gamos l'sisa b'shabbos. And Shmuel screams that there's people going out within a Shabbos make a bracha v'atala, and says if you're those who are doing it, they shouldn't make a bracha, and you should do it without a bracha. Akapanim. That they're wearing it without a bracha, at least the mechaven to do the mitzvah, at least it's something. But the yeshmer should some on it, and he should make it the right shir. So there's a lima schus that Aruch Hashachar brings down that no, he says that there's no shir for the tzir. The shir is only by the beged elyon. He says by the when you're dealing with the talis katim, he says there's no shir. He brings down kol chikri zu bechinam. The whole thing is bechinam. It's all ruckus. So the vada mekayim tzitzis and talis katim shalanu, because he says our some would say tzitzis has to be beged roy vreisha guf. He says, come out our talis katan not chayiv. He says, oh, it's not true. Any beggars dalek kamfeis, so vatis mechayiv tzitzis. And that which you need reiv guf, that's dafka talis elyon, which the gemara, which they wore out, that's what they wore, but about talis katan will be chayiv without a shir. But come on, Mishabur is very, very stark that you have to have either amma or 3/4 of amma, which is said before it's going to be 60 centimeters or 48 centimeters. That's going to be the shir. And the kashas b'gei. So Ketanim, we're going to see in the Hemshech that Ketanim, there's a Mechara brings down Katan, they did the Satan, well, it's like Tzitzitzis, Mechanachim. You're supposed to get your Tzitzitzis in order to go into Mechanachim. So the Shah is by Katan, if you get him the Shir, which is Reshe Rubai, they're called, it's a lot, right? Reshe Rubai, it's, you know, it's a big Shir. And the Minog, if you see the kids' Tzitzitzis are usually very small and they're not that Shir. The Shah is what's the pshat in the mimic. So we did have this Aruch HaShulchan, it's not the Talis Katan, there's never a shir. There's another hatter the Shev Levi brings down that depends. When is a katan really chayv in tzitzis? You chayv to go ahead and mechanech a katan, to mechanech him that he should wear tzitzis. What is that age that he's really higia lechinech? So the Bach said, what is it? It has to be that Yidei L'Satif, he knows how to be Misantif. Satif's not that easy, right? We spoke about it, right? The Ramah also brings down, he has to know how to wear the tzitzis b'shas Kriya Shema. So what the age is? The Bach says it's 6 years old, the Magram says 9 years old. So b'etzem, if the katan is not really a gil chenuch for tzitzis, which most times that's what it is, so then, b'chlau, we're not so makbid on the shir. Shev Levi says, even if it's not the shir, but you can still... If he's a gil chenuch for brachas, even though it's not the shir of tzitzis, but he's not really a gil chenuch for tzitzis, he's under 6, he's under 9, so it's fine to even make a bracha, even though it's not the shir. The ma'aseh klapi, the minhag klapi ketanim, even though really the gil chenuch is 6 or 9, the minhag is like the shari tshuva when they're 3 years old already, they know you to already put on tzitzis, within shmira, there's an Indian of shmira even though they're not mamash chayiv, but inside the bracha, it's not going to be prime, even though it's not going to be considered the shir. The ma'aseh, once they get to 6 or 9, I'll go upon them. It would be better that the taco should have the shear and be the correct thing. Ramayishan Shuva wants to say that's telling him the whole read in terms of you mechanic a katan to do something. It has to be all the prati dinim you have to have. We're just trying to get him used to the mitzvah. If you don't have all the prati dinim, then it's going to be okay. There's a whole discussion about does the esrog have to be lechem and do you need it or not. So Moshe wants to say that it's machlekes on achrayim, and avada's better should have the shear and should be kosher. It should be kosher. But so limas chutz would be also that could be. It's still the whole thing is keif chinuch, so this still be considered a kiyum of mitzvah chinuch, in as much as he's putting it on, even though betzim is not mahamir, even though betzim is not a shear, that would be a mitzvah chinuch.
Better
for be right. Sure, definitely would be. Simi Yezayin. It says, even though it says, because we learn Ashatas, Ashatasaba, and the Pasuk Arisumas, so you just need it to be Mike's slider. So that's some Sumas Chayvin Sitzis. What about Nashim? Some Chayvin says, Nashim are Patrick and we say, Zangrama, like the Rama, but not if they want to put it on, it's just the other. Like everybody says, Zangrama, just like you do Shafer. And they do mitzvahs. My grandmother, they want, they could go ahead and put on tzitzis. Ach mechzik yoyra, tis mechzik yoyra, l'chein inna, and love it tzitzis, holding the chivas garb. We have the auger, that it looks like balgaiva, yoyra, so much apartheid, and therefore he says the minig that they always use. There's a tag of Yoynison who says that this is a leish silbash for a lady to wear tzitzis or tefillin, is this a leish silbash. Tag of Yoynison upon by Leo Bash. Everyone says, or obviously says, not like that. Everyone says, you're allowed to, and it's okay. You just say, and there wouldn't be bad some Israel or Silvash. So, my son, everyone says, Bizman is there. Noshim should not be wearing tzitzis for frat. You know, the men definitely is not like that, but if they're wearing tzitzis nowadays, why are they doing it?
Women's rights.
Right, feminism, women's rights. And therefore, it's, you know, coming from the reform, and it's a little darkenu, and about something which should not be done.
Or be utter.
It's the wrong thing to do. Laila is not considered as my sister, some yachas. What?
Somebody should have a chew about it. It says if women are doing it for women's rights, then it's utter.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah. Okay, now Laila's next is my sister. Says recently, say Dafka, but Dafka Vyayim. Mashangin Laila would not be considered as my sister. Now, there's a whole machlekes in terms of is Laila means that at night you're part of my sisters? Let's say, or is telling you to beg at Laila. Like it's Rashi Rambam. If you have a ksus, which you wear during the day, which you wear at night, like your regular sisters, right? You wear it the day, you wear it at night. The shayla is, do you get a kiyam mitzvah or not? So it's machlekes. Carvings on the coin to the Rambam, maybe wear a nice putter, even smicha v'yoyim. What you wear during the day is michayev. According to Rush, ksus smicha laila is putter, even wear it today. Ksus smicha laila, l'yoyim, yichayev v'yoyim shavalaila. And as according to the Rush, you get a mitzvah when you wear your tzitzis at night. According to the Rambam, you're not getting a mitzvah. So what do you pass? We don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you wear it v'yoyim. Mashenkein, when we wear piyom yuchid piyom. Mashingan at night, you want to make a bracha. So where is the gay? It's like, yeah, two situations. Somebody takes off his at night, taking a shower or something, you put it back on. So about then I can make a bracha. Or then on Yom Kippur. So we wear for Ma'ariv. We wear a talis, which we discuss is that if when you're allowed to make the bracha, he says that you should make sure to put in your talis on Yom Kippur before Shkia. He brings out the Magen Avraham and says, even being a shmashis, you're allowed to make a bracha, he says. Because the says, recently, so he didn't say you're in Belayla. He brings the matter of farm, we see Shemachim, he has a suffix whether you're allowed to make the bracha being a shmashis or not. The Maisa of Psaka Mishabur is, if you have a suffix, if you reach being a shmashis or not, then you make a bracha being a shmashis. But if you reach being a shmashis, he recommends one should not make a bracha on your talus, on your kippur night. And Ramesh has a tshuva discussing that, let's say, so we have machlekes with Sisyam is chayav v'layla. So Ramesh has a tshuva discussing in terms of if you take a shower, should you put back your tzitzis on at night or not? So Ramesh writes that, Batsim, he says that, number one, why do we wear tzitzis? Not why do we wear tzitzis. We wear tzitzis, we get a kiyum mitzvah. Is the chiyuv to wear tzitzis? No chiyuv to wear tzitzis. Which we spoke out in the past, that the Gemara brings down, that then the rischa, the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's din in the world, if you don't do a mitzvah, I say, you know, mechayev yourself, that the halacha is that a person can get anishna. Ramesh says that at night, the definitely is the din in the rischa. And even if you hold a ksus yom chayev v'layla, but the definitely would be know any announce that in the riskas. He says that that's the bach, which is mashma. Maybe shouldn't put it on at night because it's mashma that. It's mashma that if you make people think I think that you're rechayv of putting it back at night. It basically comes out of Moshe, he's not so stark, like, you know, that you have to put on at night. If you take a shower, he says, like, sleeping back.
What about Shmir?
What?
What about this Indian Shmir? Where is that?
Oh, we'll get that in a second. It's more, we'll get that in a second. Well, that's sleeping at night. So putting it back on, he says, Maisa, you do get some shitas, which say, Xuxem is kind of a lila, so, you know, but there's definitely not a major Indian to put it back on at night. That's how much it comes out with. In terms of the Shmira Shabbat, it's like this. In terms of sleeping at night, so the Ramah in, I think it's Simcha Aleph, Koskin shouldn't lie, sleep when you're tzitzis. Yishkos Nodosh Shabbat, the Talshis with tzitzis. The Minigyon lie with the Tal says it has tzitzis. Mishpur brings down based on that read, there's an Indian to sleep in your tzitzis. So when I get sleeping, it says like this. The Lefesh is better, we don't do it. And they don't do it. Apiari, Apisoi, there's a good Zach to do it. War the Inyanim, it's a Shmira. It's, you know.
Who says Shmira?
Reza brings down Shmira, being for Ramrah, being for Kari, being for Sasam Inyanim, and not Shmira they do it. So the question is, Big Bikuach is the Shmira only when you became the mitzvah, the Tzad mitzvah, or is there a Shmira when you not became the mitzvah at all? Because some Mamoira, right, if you're going to sleep in your tzitzis, so then you should wear it sometimes during the day. If you have night tzitzis, so according to everybody, patron tzitzis. So we have two shittas. Night is not tzitzis, or sasla is not chayv. So they say that if you're going to sleep in your tzitzis, it's better to wear the tzitzis which you sometimes wear during the day. If you have your nighttime tzitzis, which you always sleep in, so then chav is no chiyav, and maybe you're not really accomplishing anything. Flip side, some say that no, you know, wearing at night is not outsla. Not so much as the kiyam mitzvahs, mechish for the shittas rishonim, it's outsla shmir shabbai, and even the Indian shmir, even though unken kiyam mitzvah, just like if a kid's like put up for shmir, when they're 3 years old, no real kiyam mitzvahs, no chinuch, or anything, that's shmir, but then tzitzis is a shemir or a person.
You were taking a nap, which I don't have to do, so that's considered wearing during the day, huh?
If you,
it's nice that you someone have. So
I think that's called miyuchad for Laila and habit of sleeping and bring the night to the day. You know, I think it's only once in a while. Stam is like if you do sleep, you wear sleeping scissors. If you do sleeping scissors, definitely I think you should wear it once in a while in the day because, like, I have a brother of mine who sleeps in scissors, so he said the cheshbon is because like he doesn't wake up at a lace. So you definitely get the kibbutz, so I think let's say we get 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, right? So you go to the first meeting, 6:45 tomorrow, right? Or you go to the second meeting, 8:15, right? So from Alois or Nates until that time, so by you get the kibbutz.
Right with the night is, right with this night, that's what we're doing.
No, I'm not making it to exist anymore. It's time to say. If you wear tzitzis during the day and then you wear it also at night, so he sells that. I'll give it to the minig is not to be macro, and the minig by a kind of lufishes that they don't. Now the Chavis discusses what about a sudden which a person sleeps, even though you sleep in it, a baker, you don't put on tzitzis. Why? Because that's a tzitzis which is mikvah b'layla. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that's totally rak, according to the Rush. According to the Rambam, like tzitzis layla chayv b'yoyim, so then it'll come out if your blanket is dalek kanfes and you're sleeping during the day, it's going to be chayv. So then he says a different side, the reason why the pater blanket is because maybe only chayiv derech malbush, derech ituf, you're not going to be chayiv. Stiffly, the Mishra says, no barur, and he says you make a blanket if it's four corners, you should make it round. You should go ahead and pater it. Because you do a lot of times the blankets, sometimes they're four cornered, and that could be a shadow of being chayiv. Then he brings out the maskan is the dafka tzema pushed in shamin and the maisa, you're going to be pater. So wool blankets, I think it's wool blankets, right? Right, but if you have a wool blanket and it's dal kanfes, Mishpura would like you to go ahead and round it off. You should go ahead and round it off because it gets into the shadow whether it's going to be chayiv or not.
Why specifically if it's wool? What's the svar for
that? Because sem is deraisa, the other ones are derabanan. So being that it's a machlekes, whether halah and could be discussions with a laila. So see if all those things, we're not going to do it. The zman tzitzis is b'sheyaker. different shurim on Mashiach. This is when they get people diving like early, you know, by the Mianam, which they start early. The Terech Mianam, you know, the ones which the Mianam, which basically diving before Nates, you know, by the Baal Adrei, that's got to work, or you're still the Derech. So you can't put on talus. You can't put on talus until it's my Mashiach. So what they do, if they put on the talus, they do is they mamashmis, and then they go ahead and make a bracha. Just brings out Prima Gadim that if you saw the kuklai, you could put it in a loyus being garim by, but chilavai nachmei lantan dvar tach shaker being tchelas lavan, and you should wait till tchelas lavan. And some of your tests says that talus is chavis gavri, not chavis money. Therefore, if you don't put on the begging, not be chavin tzitzis. Therefore, you'll make a bracha on the asiya. You'll make a bracha on the asiya, only on the levisha. If you make a talus for techlichen, right, the minag and chutzlaretz, they get buried in a talus, and it's all, they don't do that. There's a, you know, pomus gadol about that. But the pshat on that is, walk upon them, and if you do make a tzarek techlichen, even though that's something which is not going to be chayim, chayim brings down. Why? Because that's a ksus, which is miuchet for his mom, which is not chayiv. You know, once in a while we're doing it, we're during his mom, which is chayiv, therefore it's not going to be. And some chav discusses in terms of who you buy tzitzis from. So it comes out that three types of people. He's buying from Yisrael. So then if he's a Yisrael, you could be samech on him. If you buy from a goy, who's a tagger goy, who says he bought from Yisrael, he's neman. Why? Because we say that he's not going to, he's not going to ruin his business. Mashenkin, if you buy from a goy who's not a tagger, it's going to be possible. So a Jew is kosher, goy who's not a tagger is going to be possible, and the guy who's a tagger, we say, if he says he bought from a yid, it's going to be okay. So the mechab sounds like you just buy from anybody. There's no problem, and there's no issues. Everyone says that you have to be very careful where you buy your citizens from, and it should be a Yor Shemayim, because, like I said, this has to be Lishma, and a lot of times, a safer once told me, yeah, Lishma, I forget sometimes. I'm like, wow, it's not negotiable, you know what I mean? Like, I don't forget sometimes. Like, because you have to make sure that they're making a whole pomus now with, it's time, you have to be very careful you buy from, because you have to be very, there are a lot of lachas in Stam, and it's complicated, and that's be Yeah, Shemayim, and it's not people's attention span is much lower nowadays in terms of concentrating. But somebody told me that we get from Yer Shemayim and from a good place.
If you buy from, like, it says the Chari, the Sadin, or something, the Rav's also saying that this is really careful.
On the tzitzis?
Yeah, like a sticker. The stores, like, sell with, like,
I'm stomach. Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, so because the same as man is that you should not be something on buying from a guy or a tiger some summer person, just to make sure that it's your Shemayim and somebody who would be Samachan. Okay, so Chav is, I guess, ready to get in terms of what do you do with the tzitzis after you're done wearing the tzitzis, in terms of they rip, if you want to throw it out, what are you allowed to do with them? This is a game of many different situations. Tzitzis is not kedusha. Something which is kedusha, like tefillah, you have to put in shemesh for sure. Something which is tzitzis is not tashmish kedusha, tashmish mitzvah. Like, the only reason why it's mitzvah is because you use it for mitzvah. So Mechaber says the chutei tzitzis, which ripped, you can throw in the garbage. It's a mitzvah, there's no kedusha, and if you go ahead and go and throw in the garbage, that's just Mechaber. The Ramah says the ma'aseh should not be bizoyan, should be like maguna. You get a blessing if you put your tzitzis in Geniza. Make it, you can throw it out. It'd be a nice thing to go ahead and put it in Geniza. The said the dove is that what you shouldn't do a mitzvah. You shouldn't put it in a matzah of a bizayin. It's not the correct and respectful thing to do. So Brokos always says that you could just wrap it up and throw it out. Because the butter shouldn't be in a matzah of a bizayin. So putting it in the garbage, that's a bizayin. If you wrap it up in a bag and you throw it in the garbage, that's not considered a matzah bizayin, and therefore it's okay to do that. This doesn't get less so many different situations. Like, your lulav, right? That's your mitzvah. So throw it in the garbage. Mechaber says, okay. Ramah says, you shouldn't put in makam aguna. Makam dakat avalei bracha. So And it was the word eight says you can just wrap it up and throw it out, and it'll be okay to do it.
It's not wrapped in itself.
What? Since it's covered, it's not bizarre. Yeah, I can hear. You can debate that, but that's a lot of people passing like that. What are you allowed to do with your tzitzis? Are you allowed to, for example, you see a lot of times like people like clean the glasses with their tzitzis, or like it's hat outside, you know, like it's hat in the summer sometimes. They wipe away sweat. The question is, what are you allowed to do in terms of? Well, I'll be able to do that, yeah. That cat's a new one. So Mechav says that cold match and kfu metalis, also the stamish bam. I forgot to mention that which we say that you're not allowed to do a double bizoyin is a medactic to do geniza. That's dafka on the strings. The actual beged, if you want to cut it off, the actual beged, so it basically says talshal mitzvah shabalo, about that you can throw it out, there's no problem, the shabur brings down. Even the shita of a yesh medactic, it's only on the actual tzitzis. The beged itself is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tisa of the mitzvah. The beged is a tzitzit to have the mitzvah, to make the chayiv. So about the actual beged, you're allowed to throw out. Only the tzitzis, that's going to be the tzitzis. So things are going to the bathroom with it. Some chayiv brings that, you could go to the bathroom with the tzitzis next to the dover. Rav Shapur says, "Dafka talas katan, talas gadol, which is miyuchid lemitzvah." He says, "Any nochen." He says, "Any nochen." Chichman nebesa kisei. It's not nochen. Avol hashben mutter. So the hashben is going to be mutter. He says also the kittel. He says that you should take it off. It's miyuchid lespalo. And sefer talas katan is okay to go to the bathroom. Talas gadol to go into the bathroom is. It's not going to be achmer, lashten ben, but some mekardin is going to be mutter. The mice of the minig olam is not to go and even lashten. I once went on a show with my talis lashten. Whoa. The balbaz is screaming at me. And I said, it's like, I never such a thing in my life ever. Like, nice. But so I'll keep on. The mice of the minig is. The minigas are the same. Maybe Bishop is lashing. Want to say maybe Bishop doesn't should talk about a real bathroom lashing, or talking about just like lashing. Now you go in the corner of the street and you're wearing your towels. Or does it mean even in the bathroom? There's just a little debate about that. But yeah. Now, in terms of doing a dover of a tashmish with your tzitzis, and Chava says that cold manch and kibbuim. Metalis also tashmish when shunda. These are now doing anything which is. Hey, anything which is double design is going to be us there.
Kittel on Whale Seder also is a shteigel.
Or it's miyuchad for mitzvah, I guess, or stama. Yeah. So anything tashes muguna is going to be us there. If it's not a tashes muguna, so the shmur says like this. Talis katan would be mutter. Mashenken, he says, a talis gadol. He says that brings down a machlekas. Some say it's mutter. Dafka the tzitzis is the problem. According to the Taz, it's going to be awesome. So one more time. Taz katan, Taz b'shen mekun is mutter. Taz gadol the tzitzis. Taz gadol the actual tzitzis. He says that. He's got. Any talis attached to the gun is going to be mutter. Mashenkein, talis gado. I mean, Sidifa, can you wipe sweat with your talis, right? That for sure is going to be aser. Guys, we double bizayin to wipe something dirty or something. That for sure is going to be aser, and that's going to be aser. Guys, double bizayin. Wiping your, cleaning your glasses if your hands are wet and you want to dry it off. That's not a tashmish zayin, and therefore on a talis katan, the ma'aser is definitely going to be mutter. Then you like tashmish zayin, you want to wipe your glasses and like that. That's okay. Talis gadol, bigger on, we're going to be back. What do you say? So that even zayin machlekes. Whether tashmish zayin maguna, he says that. if the tzitzis are on the talus there, he says that the das of those talmud is shari, daf the tzitzis are yisam mechaber, but taz aser, kenis the prima gadam, he says talus at tefillah, miyuchad lakach, chomer at talus kum at tzitzis, and he says that's a machlekes. But, right, just to make you shachiyonu when you, yeah, mechaber means that the person's reserved, not sure that the tzitzis shouldn't go on the floor. So lots of people are very machmer on this. And I was a kid, I told us, like, Mashi Machmer, and like, you see, like, an older man, like, sits on the floor, you should go in and tell him, like, you know. Just did a couple of times, like, yeah. Like, some, like, 9-year-old kid, like, telling you, like, 70-year-old man, you know. But anyhow, but, like, upon the Mishnah, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, there's not really such a kapeda. He says that, Efshe kapeda, rak b'shas levisha. He says, maybe the kapeda is davka shas levisha, number one. We make the bracha. Void, he says, it's dafka if you do it, if you're, he says that, dafka grey rishar, you're ragging on the floor. Eich efshe shleikin, ala tar b'tu la b'tari, you're davening, you have to be sinner, you're worrying about someone who's trying to concentrate, davening, you're worrying about your towels on the floor, whatever. It means like you're doing it directly, zoying, you're slipping along, and he says that, Eich shas in b'mikon okei baretz, and he says that that's, there's not so much, so much kapeda, and only if it's greira, and if it's zorah to work. Some chavez discusses in terms of. Yeah, you can make a lot of chashavim. Some of them resign. You don't have to drive yourself crazy. Kai brings down the white tzitzis. He's going to get the galachi by talis. You make tzitzis, you make a shachianu, look at the garment, get kenu kadasha. So, like this. There's a kai like this. It doesn't make a shechianu, so there's a somebody just coming up. They got Bar Ilan, right? Bar Ilan's like a lot of money. She makes shechianu right now. So Kyle's like this: anything which is a something, the whole thing is like just a mitzvah. We don't make a shechianu on. You buy a new sfarim, you get a nice esrog. You don't make a shechianu on. When do you yes make a shechianu? There's a lacha if you buy a new bekadim, you get a new suit, you get a new hat, something which brings a person simcha. So then on kelim chadashim, a person is supposed to go ahead and make a shechem. So the Chabad is saying, if you buy a talis, you make tzitzis, the reason I make a shechem is not out the mitzvah. The reason I make a shechem is because it's kelim chadashim. If you ask kelim chadashim, therefore, that's the reason why you're going to go out and make a bracha. And therefore, Moshe writes, the minute is on a talis cut, then you don't make a shechem because it's not just a grace of simcha. The whole is the simcha of the new beged. Talis gadol already, you get a nice new talis gadol, that's already like a regular kelim chadashim. And therefore, you should go ahead and make a bracha. Now, Mishmur discusses in terms of this Alvi Kwak whether if you do a mitzvah the first time, is there any to go ahead and make a shechianu? I've been a bracha is bar mitzvah. Should he make a shechianu on his tefillin? So the Maaseh Berachah comes out, it's a machlekes. He says, Yesh inyan, that there is a machlekes whether you make a shechianu. He goes, there is an inyan that one should go ahead and patter it with Beged Chadosh. There's any that person's go ahead and patter it with a bag of chadash in order to go ahead and get out of the shit.